Every year, universities compete to lure a graduation speaker that will put them in the spotlight. This year, Rutgers got President Obama, Johns Hopkins got Spike Lee. And who landed Oprah? Not a big-name school, but Charlotte's own Johnson C. Smith University. Yesterday, she gave a much-anticipated send-off to about 300 students. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
When Shauna Smith heard Oprah Winfrey was going to be speaking at graduation, she spread the news.
I text everybody, I emailed, I made phone calls. Oprah's going to be at graduation.
Smith came to graduation not only eager to walk across the stage, but to hear from a woman who had a tough start to life, worked hard, and became a media mogul. A lot of other people were excited. As Oprah stepped to the podium, phones shot in the air and people clicked away.
I will be at JCSU because it's been a long time coming.
And she explained what brought her to the small, historically black university. It wasn't a big check or an honorary degree, but to see two women, whom she calls her daughter girls, graduate. They're part of the first two classes to complete Oprah's Leadership Academy in South Africa for talented girls with few means. She FaceTimes with them a lot and learned all about JCSU through them.
I feel like I have lived in Mosaic Village. I love this campus. I love everything that you represent in wanting our young men and women to win.
And then she told the crowd how she won.
I have been led by that little voice my entire life. And if I had any real wisdom to share with you, it is let that voice lead you.
Call it intuition, the voice of God, your higher self, she said. It's the thing that allows you to make the right decision, even when other people are wrong, that allows you to do the right thing when nobody else is watching. And she said she recognized she didn't do it alone.
I was reciting Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? I was reading about Benjamin Banneker. I knew every Langston Hughes poem. I understood the root that created the branch that allowed me to blossom. You can't do it unless you know who you are and whose you are.
Oprah ended with a line she borrowed from her friend Quincy Jones.
Your future's so bright, JCSU, it burns my eyes. Go with God.
Smith found her words encouraging. She made it through college working full-time and taking care of a child.
The fact that she listened to that voice that told her that she was going to be more than her circumstances, and she continued to listen to that and came so far, that is definitely an inspiration.
And then there was Stedman Lemon, who relished his walk across the stage. Yes, Stedman.
When they said it, I kind of, you know, gave it an eye contact. She pointed at me, $1 billion point.
Antoinette Thornton Brown is a big Oprah fan. But on this day, she had one thing on her mind. After many years of dreaming of a degree, she's finally earned one.
I'm very happy. I'm so elated. This has been a long time coming for me, you know, and I'm just real excited. I'm so grateful and thankful to God.
Not even Oprah could sweeten that feeling. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.